Yeah, if I'm going to do this, I'm running two or three coaxes up there, maybe some Ethernet. I'm just going to, like, do all at once. So I don't make a big plan. Maybe run a couple lines of Cat 5 or 6 or whatever the latest one is that's going to future-proof me for years, because it'll be the one and only time that I ever do it. And then run maybe two lines of coax up there, one for HF and one for UHF, VHF, and that should be good. You know, I'll probably end up buying like 200 feet of coax, and I can put my own ends on it. I don't mind doing that. But just you know, having 200 foot would probably be enough, and then I'll have extra. But, the thing I've learned, though, with the mesh-tastic stuff, and I don't know if this is going to affect the UHF-VHF stuff, is that there seems to be some kind of metal material in the shingles that is disrupting the signals. Like, I was better off putting the antenna outside my window and getting better signals than even putting it at the highest peak of the attic. So I gave up putting my mesh-tastic devices in the attic because there's something interfering with it.